I'm speaking with Heather Thompson, Corporate Strategic Development Manager for Digital Media for Growmark Incorporated, and we're going to talk about some new social media features on the growmark.com website. So, Heather, I know that Growmark has been really a leader as far as social media is concerned in the business world for agriculture. So tell me about some of the new features that you're going to have on the growmark.com website.
Well, thanks, Cindy. I appreciate you saying we're a leader. There's so many excellent agribusinesses actively pursuing social media, so it's nice to be considered among that group. We are excited to add some social features to our website. We launched growmark.com in a redesigned version just before we started actively pursuing social media, so we didn't have the chance to incorporate a lot of social features on our site when we did the last redesign. So what we're looking at doing, and we're excited to have available now, is not a complete redesign of our website, but rather just some integration of social features. So users will now see the ability to like and follow Growmark and FS right on our homepage, which is really nice to have. So we have links to like Growmark and FS on Facebook, to follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then also to find us on Pinterest for FS and Vimeo for Growmark. So those are just some of the homepage features. Once users click into our Media Center, they'll also see we've added new tabs within the Media Center for feeds for our Facebook and Twitter accounts. So users can follow along right there and see what we're talking about, what kind of conversations we're having, and they can click to follow us right there as well.
What are some of the benefits that Growmark has seen by being so involved in social media, especially Twitter and Facebook?
Yeah, what we've really seen has been a large increase in the kind of conversation that we can have with our customers, with farmers, with consumers. It's a really laid-back atmosphere in which we can just join a conversation, share resources, position ourselves as having that knowledge, and also really just caring about our customers. So we try to not just promote ourselves and, you know, talk about how great we think we are, but share resources that we think are valuable to our members and our customers. And we've really enjoyed the opportunity to connect with people on a more personal level than we had had in the past with traditional media.
And you also have a YouTube channel. What are some of the videos that you have available on YouTube?
We do. We use YouTube for customer testimonials, maybe some out in the field expert kind of information about pests and disease outbreaks that customers might be seeing in the fields. We talk about events that we've been attending. You can access any of our promotional videos and commercials and things there. And then we also use video as a way to talk with our employees, to talk about our culture, to talk about the diversity at Growmark, and to really just expand that system family culture.
And you said you're getting more involved in Pinterest, which is relatively new to the social media scene. And how is that going to help you to relate more and get more information out?
Yeah, again, Pinterest is a very visual media, and we really like that ability to visually represent agriculture and energy and the kinds of things that we're involved in. We find, and this has been a really interesting kind of experience for us, but we found that each social network kind of grabs us a different audience. And it shouldn't be surprising, you know, as an individual, I have certain social networks that I like and use them for different things. And, you know, we found that our customers and members are no different. So on Facebook, you know, we tend to have more conversations. We have more of that kind of system bond. On Twitter, it's all news and helpful information and things that growers need right now when they're in the field. And then on Pinterest, it's kind of that beautiful picture of what agriculture is. You know, we're talking about everything from the kinds of food that we're growing to the number of jobs that agriculture provides to our economy. And it's really just a nice visual way to represent the industry that we all love.
Heather, you've really been the one who's been at Growmark facilitating this move more into social media, and you're young and you've been able to do that. How what kind of reaction have you gotten within Growmark to the changes to this new way of communicating?
Yeah, it's largely positive, and that I feel so fortunate for, to, like you said, to be able to come into an organization at a young age and to really be able to make an impact on the system with our media and with our strategies in the digital sphere. So our management, our board are so supportive of what we're doing with social media. They know that this is where conversations are moving. And this is a place where we really need to be. So it's not replacing things that we were already doing in traditional media. We still find those very important. But we find that social media, and I have great support for this, social media is a place that we need to be having conversations.
And, of course, Growmark has a lot of different divisions, a lot of different companies within it the system. Do you have different different pages on Facebook, different Twitter feeds for the different aspects of Growmark?
Yeah, so we're constantly trying to figure out what the best way to go about that is. So what we've decided to do is to, from a global Growmark and FS standpoint, to have one voice, you know, one profile that's really talking about all of our products and services and things that we offer. We want people to get the most information out of one source that they possibly can. But we do have separate accounts for some of our well-known system experts. So, for instance, Howard Brown has his own Twitter account. I wouldn't venture to tweet on behalf of Howard. He's way too, expert for me to try to put words in his mouth. So it's best coming from the source when it comes to things like that. We have people in both our plant food and our energy areas that are tweeting information about risk management to our customers. Again, you know, they have the information about that. They have the knowledge, and it's best coming from them. And then most recently, AgriVisor, one of our jointly owned subsidiaries, has begun doing a podcast for called Ag Fanatics, and they've started their own social media push from that as well. And those guys, they have their own personality. They're doing their own thing, and, you know, they really stand alone. So we were happy to enable them to use social media to further their cause.
They are great. The Ag Fanatics are great. All right. Well, thank you very much, Heather. And we will be checking out those new social media links on the growmark.com homepage. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.